Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here today with my co-host Betsy McLaughlin and our guest, Dr. Anthony Mattis. And I don't know about you, but every time I hear that intro, I'm just kind of grooving and dancing and having a good time. So I hope that's the case on your end. We are going to have a conversation today about something that's really, really changed my life once I got it. And that is gratitude. And gratitude is just so powerful at changing the negativity bias of the mind. And we can talk about that a little bit. And, you know, what if it's the catalyst for creating a life beyond what you think is possible? In fact, what if you could be grateful for every single thing that shows up in your life? Does that seem like daunting or hard or far away? Well, let's see if we can change that. So welcome, Anthony. We are just so grateful to have you here. And why don't you say hello and then we'll say a little bit about you, unless you'd rather say something about yourself.
No, you're more than welcome to introduce me. It's always kind of weird introducing yourself, kind of, you know what I mean?
Oh, I totally get it. All right.
Thank you for the invitation, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we're so grateful you are. Thank you for coming. I'm going to say a little bit about him, Beth. Dr. Anthony Mattis is a holistic chiropractor. He's an Access Consciousness certified facilitator and now is living his long-held dream of being a three-day body class facilitator. And we know that that takes a lot of work, or not, maybe not a lot of work, but definitely teaching a lot of different body classes to get there. So maybe in a moment you can say something about that. And he loves contributing to greater possibilities with and for people and expanding their lives. And Anthony travels the world providing his specialized energetic sessions. So we're super grateful to have you here. And celebrating with you your body class facilitator certification.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's so fun. It's only taken almost 5.5 years to get there, but it's been the journey. It's been worth the journey. And, it's just, talk about gratitude. I just have tons of gratitude for bodies. Mm-hmm. And, it's like, those of us who do have bodies here on planet Earth, it's like we have them. It's like, so let's like enjoy them. Let's have gratitude for our bodies. And, for the time that we're here on this beautiful planet, not just our bodies, but just the embodiment of living here on planet Earth too, and enjoying our beautiful planet that we live on, the body of the planet. So it's like, every time you mentioned that I travel all over the world, and I've gotten to see so many different cultures, so many beautiful places, different oceans, different mountains, and it's just what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful planet we live on, that we get to live on. And so it's like, how do we get so lucky? And what contribution can we actually all be to this amazing planet, and vice versa? Like, what can we actually contribute? Or what can it contribute back to us at the same time?
great questions. Yeah. I mean, we can even tap into that right now.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the gratitude of what a beautiful planet it is, and just the animals, and even the wild animals that, you know, might bite you, but, you know, it's like, you know, but it's just so beautiful in their own right, you know, and it's just, we're so lucky, just all the different trees and the plants and the grasses and the landscapes all over. If we just could access just the brilliance and the consciousness that's in all things, even the cement that you walk on, the chair that you're sitting on, you know, the bed that you lay on, I mean, this consciousness in everything. And it's just amazing that we actually get to play with all the molecules, literally.
So we can just feel the gratitude oozing from you. And I'm just curious, did you always have this sort of perspective or not?
Well, you know, I always had an inclination. Yeah, I would have to say, yeah, like, you know, when I was really little, I would like always stop when I'd go outside, you know, and I'd look up at the stars, and I would just, there was just this sense of like wonder and oh my, and show me more. And what would it take for me to sort of be in communion with this? And, you know, I remember sitting in like, you know, up in the Northeast in the United States, you know, we have basements, okay? And many people choose to like finish the basements and turn them into like a den, a TV area. So that was sort of like my cave growing up. And I remember during the really, really cold months when the weather was bad, and, you know, for 4, 5, 6 months, sometimes 7 months, it felt like the weather was gray and cold. I remember just, you know, watching different TV shows and really paying attention to where the film crew would take the, you know, the actors or whatever, and just all over the world, like Fantasy Island and, you know, like the Love Boat, and just all, you know, even like in Star Wars, you know, all the different, like where they would film on location. And that was something that always intrigued me. And I'm like, wow, there's actually a whole world out there that I must see. There's so many different cultures out there that I would love to learn about, other than just the one that I know about, which is, you know, whatever my culture was. And I always promised myself that I was going to get around the world. And I'm just, again, talk about gratitude. I am just so lucky to be doing what I'm doing. I mean, the level of gratitude that I have, that I can take my family a lot too on these trips, and just like, it's like a dream come true from childhood, and facilitate people too to kind of get through and around their limitations and to create the lives that they desire. It's a true, true, true blessing. I mean, it's like, my gosh, the gratitude is like, it is oozing out. But it's something that I desired actually since I was little, but there were so many struggles along the way before I got to this point. So it's like, there were a lot of times where I sort of gave up on it.
So would you tell us a little bit more then, Anthony? So what changed when you gave up on these dreams, gave up on things? How did you change that around?
Yeah, you kind of disappeared. Are you guys having a hard time hearing Betsy too?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you say that one more time, Betsy? I only heard like the first part.
Okay, sorry. Is this better?
Yes.
Yes, that's better.
Okay. Thank you for telling me. I was asking what changed, you know, when you said you had periods in your life where you wanted to give up and, you know, you will have struggles and things like that, where you just think there's no way out and things aren't going to change, then obviously they did change for you. So would you share with everyone, you know, what you did to change things in your life?
Well, you know, God certainly knows that I tried a lot of different techniques and modalities, and from the standard typical, you know, go to a clinical social worker or psychologist or something like that to talk about, like, you know, all the different things that I felt like that were blocking me from being happy and whatever, and all the way up to, you know, having gurus and doing tons of metaphysical work and different modalities as a chiropractor, holistic therapies and all that, and now into access consciousness. And so there was always this, like, again, going back to when I was a child, there was always an energy that I was aware of. There was always a sense of what was possible as a mm-hmm. way to live life, or to have a life, or to have a living, to not to make a living, but the type of living I wanted and what I wanted to actually be in the world. And so mm-hmm. even in the darkest moments, there was always that still small voice, as they say, or well, we can call it a whisper of consciousness, that would say, just keep going, just keep going. And I did. And, you know, and even though it kind of took probably a lot longer than I would have liked it to, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like at 49 years of age, I truly feel like my life is just beginning. And, you know, I have an 18-year-old graduating high school this year. You know, I have a 16-year-old, I have a 10-year-old daughter, you know, and it's like, wow, to hear someone say, wow, you feel like your life is just starting. It's like, yeah, it is. It's mm-hmm. just starting now, because it's like what's happening now in my life, it actually matches the energy of yeah. what I knew was possible as a child. But there was all these different hurdles and roadblocks that I had to get around. And, you know, and there was just a lot of insanity, too, my own insanity, too, that I had to sort of dissolve and get past. And it's like, so, you know, I would just say it's like that glimmer of hope. You know, that glimmer of hope. But I'll tell you what, for the people who were in my life throughout those years, you know, God bless them, because, you know, they had to deal with me always being sort of like a heavy weight. You know, because I knew there was something else, you know, and it was like I had this point of view that's like, I can't be happy until I have that. But it wasn't like a thing. It was really just a way of life. And that's kind of what's happening, like, now. And I'm really, really lucky. And it's like, you know, the tools of access consciousness has created that space for that life and living that I knew was possible when I was a kid. And I just feel really, really lucky, really lucky.
Beautiful. That's really apparent, both in what you're saying and also in your energy. So what What would you say to those people who maybe aren't in that space, or even don't sense the glimmer of hope yet?
Well, it's like, just know that whatever negative train that you might be on right now, no matter how dark things may feel to you, just know that there is another possibility, I promise you. And it will get better, and it can get better. You know, I just kept going, and I kept trying different things until something, like, really opened it up. And, you know, I'm not going to say I was patient. I was not patient at all. But it was really – I had that glimmer of hope. And I'm going to say something that's kind of weird, but it was like I was afraid to die. I was afraid to die. You know what I mean? So, like, the thought of, like, suicide never crossed my mind. You know what I mean? I was too chicken.
Honest
with you. So, yeah, I mean, but it was like, gosh, it's like, if I'm going to live like this forever, it's like, what's the point? You know, it was like a drag, you know, and I would always look for happiness and joy in places mm-hmm. that were temporary, like, you know, maybe drugs or alcohol or something like that. And, but if you're on that negative train, it's like, what if, like, 80% of the things that you have – okay, let's say it this way. What if 99.999% of the things that you bought that were real and true, that you bought as your roadblocks and limitations, is actually a lie? Now because of where I am, I can look back and say, oh, my God, there were so many points of view. There were so many lies that I bought as real and true that held me down, that held me back for a lot longer than that was necessary. And had I had that information then, I would have been able to get around all those different roadblocks or limitations much quicker. And so mm-hmm. I would just say, like, this, if you can get anywhere into your universe, like, if 99.99% of the things that you're buying as a problem for you, okay, just know that there's something else beyond that. There is something else beyond that, no matter how up in your face your problems may seem right now. There is so much more beyond that, over that, around that, under it, whatever. And it's just really a matter of finding a way to dissolve that, or at least back up or back off those mm-hmm. apparent problems so that you now have more space, which creates more possibility, more available things to choose from, more choice, and then ways for you to receive contribution from the universe or the way you can contribute to the universe, you know. So just keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. I'm not saying access is the end-all, be-all, but it's transformed my life 180 degrees. And so, and I've done a lot of modalities over the last 20, 25 years, and access has been the thing that has changed everything for me.
Well, and I'd love to just talk about, we had you on the show maybe a year ago, and you know, you were talking about the challenges that you had in your life at one point. Because I know many of the people listening are familiar with you on some level or another, and then there are maybe the people who aren't. So we had you talking on the show about Suicide Awareness Month and suicide and I'd love for you to just mention part of your story with that, because it really does illustrate the fact that your life hasn't always been, oh, look, there's possibility and hope and all of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you. You know, thank you for bringing that up. I mean, you know, 7.5 years ago, the children's mom, my first wife committed suicide. We're going to commercial break?
We are. So we'll have that story when we come back.
All right.
Thanks for listening, everybody, to Imperfect Brilliance. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everybody. Imperfect Brilliance, Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams here today with our guest, Anthony Mattis. And our subject today is all about gratitude and really how the attitude of gratitude makes such a difference. And we have talked a lot about it on previous shows, and we certainly have embraced that for our own lives. And right as we were going to break, Kathy asked Anthony to share just a little bit about, you know, so his life has not always been sunshine and roses every single day. So, Anthony, if you would just briefly tell us about what you have experienced in your life with your wife, and then we will go from there.
Yeah, you know, 7.5 years ago, about, I guess, 2011 of April, she committed suicide. So she struggled with bipolar disorder, also known as manic depression. And I mean, we were together for 10 years. And at that time, I was, you know, she left me with three of our children. They were 10, 8, and 2.5. And so, and the part that was really frustrating was that, you know, we did everything allopathically we knew to do. And we did everything holistically we needed to do, and spiritually. And with regards to spirituality, we went, you know, we did metaphysics, we had a guru for about 1.5 years, and then we did non-denominational Christianity. So like we were seekers, we did everything, balls to the wall. And, you know, and even though for the last half of her life in our relationship, she was sane, stable, and sober for 5.5 years, it was like when the episode came back, it was literally like out of nowhere. There was like no logical reason or explanation for why it occurred. And then so, you know, I guess in the next 5 years, you know, I was a single father raising three kids. So, you know, that was not easy. And it was not easy dealing with mental illness too for those 10 years while raising children and trying to run a business, especially a holistic clinic. And so, you know, and that's, you know, and that's a big deal. That's enough to, when you're dealing with someone with mental illness or drug addiction or alcohol addiction, that's a lot. That's a big load to carry, because it's a lot of work. You have to constantly be on guard to the illness or the breakdown. And as the person, the caretaker, let's say, if you want to call it, of that type of individual, you spend so much of your generative and creative capacities trying to like contain or stabilize the condition, and it just doesn't work, and it's exhausting, and it drains you. It takes a lot out of you, and then you sort of kind of like watch a lot of your life go by, because so much of your focus is on trying to stabilize this condition so that that person and you can have a quote unquote normal life, whatever that means. But, you know, at least not a life of total, you know, havoc. And, you know, and that, you know, that's just part of the story too. It was like, let's go back to the time I was a kid too. It was like my mother and grandmother and uncle came on a boat from Italy. They were Italian refugees, and, you know, they struggled. And, you know, my grandmother worked in a sewing factory, and my mom got pregnant with me when she was 18 years old. And, you know, it's like I lived with my mom and my two uncles and my grandmother till I was like 5.5 years old, 6 years old. So it was like, life had always been a struggle, you know. And then a lot of people are like, well, you grew up in the suburbs of New Jersey, it was so nice where you grew up. And I'm like, yeah, but I was a kid from Brooklyn, Queens, New York, and my mother remarried, and she happened to marry a guy who had money, but I still took with me that poverty mentality and the struggle and the fight. And, you know, and mom and my second dad, they only were married for 5 years anyway, so I didn't really have a whole lot of influence in terms of, you know, what else is possible besides, you know, poverty concepts and all that. And then I was put in remedial classes. I was ADD or ADHD, or, you know, I think I was the generation before they started really labeling the kids and giving the kids Ritalin and all that, but I was put in remedial classrooms. So it was like my whole life I felt less than, you know what I mean? Now, the only thing that I had going for me during those days was athletics. I was a pretty good athlete, and it was fun for me to play. And now knowing what I know now, it's like, no wonder. I hated anything that had to sort of like do with focusing. But when it came to play and being in this expansive space, and that's what I get to do with the ASB sessions that I do with Access, It was like, that's why I love sports so much, because it provided this space of like freedom where I got to play and just be energy, you know? And it was like, I didn't have to think about anything. I could just be. And gosh, when that was taken away from me as I got older, because I didn't become a professional athlete or anything like that, then I had to really like look for that thing that provided that space for me. And I thought it was going to be chiropractic, and I had to overcome a lot of obstacles and hurdles just to even say, because I was like, I'm going to go to a community college. I'm not going to bother taking the SATs because I know I'm going to get really, really, you know, poor scores, because I knew my foundation in school was pretty much like it wasn't there. And so everything was a struggle. School was a struggle. My early, early childhood was a struggle. My grandmother, who was my primary caretaker, she died when I was little. So like dealing with death at a very young age was like traumatic for me. And being Italian, they love to do drama and trauma. So it was like they made it more traumatic. So it's like I knew how to do drama and trauma really well at a very, very early age. And so, you know, life was, it was a struggle. It was a battle. And, you know, I grew up around kids that had money. And but it was like, you know, you could take the woman out of Brooklyn, which was my mom, but you can't take the Brooklyn out of the woman, you know what I mean? And so here we are in the suburbs of New Jersey, and I kind of felt like a misfit in a lot of ways. And so I went to community college, and I started focusing the way they tell you you're supposed to, and then I started getting good grades, you know? But I'd have to, you know, for something that would take a regular person an hour to study, it would take me 3 hours, and I'd be biting my nails the whole time because it created such angst to have to, like, focus on, like, information. And so, and I did, and I got through it, and everybody's like, oh my God, you're smart after all. And I'm like, I think I kind of am. And then I decided to go to chiropractic school, and I did really good, but I found that the thing that I was the best at was that not so much the academic aspect, but was the hands-on stuff. I studied every technique while I was there. And, you know, I finished student clinic early. I got great results even when I was a student. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm really great with bodies. And so I started knowing what my strengths were and what my weaknesses were, if you will, if that makes any sense. And then I was a chiropractor for 18, 20 years, and then going through everything I went through with my wife and being very, very disgruntled because we had studied so many different techniques and modalities. I'm like, come on, God, give me a break here. You know, I was literally on my knees, and I was so done and fed up with techniques and modalities, but I heard this thing called the BARD, as I've said on previous calls, and this is my exact thought at that time. I'm like, you know, I'm probably a lost cause, but this tool sounds like it could help my kids. So I just went for the first few classes really just for my kids, because I figured I'm a lost cause. I did everything. What else was there left to do? And then, you know, it wasn't until my very fifth bar session, my third bars class, where it, like, the session rocked my world. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, okay, all right. There's something to this now. I may just be able to get something out of it. And I did. Not only did I get something out of it, I mean, it's transformed my life and my family's life. And it's like, now I can look back at all those stories and be like, oh, wow, okay, I get it. I see. And, you know, there's just some people that function very differently than the quote-unquote norms of this reality or the systems and all that stuff. And I was just one of those guys, you know. But I made myself feel bad. I received the judgments, the bad judgments from the school system, from the teachers. And, you know, I felt like a loser going into the special ed room, you know. I mean, I was embarrassed. And, you know, so it was tough. Life was tough for me, at least inside my own reality, you know. And but it's not anymore. Life's amazing. And sometimes I do default back to those ways of thinking, but it doesn't last very long anymore because of the tools that I have available.
Wow, thank you so Anthony.
Thank you so much for giving us, you know, a brief glimpse into, you know, some of the things that you have gone through in your life. And you mentioned right at the end there, you know, for the tools. So would you share with our listeners who maybe all of this, what we're talking about today, is brand new to them. So would you pick out a couple of your favorite questions or tools that you could share with them? And then also, if you briefly describe what the bars are.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the bars because that was the very first thing that really started transforming everything. So, you know, the bars were created by Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness. And it deals with these 32 points on your head that carry the electromagnetic components of thoughts, feelings, beliefs, limitations in the areas of money, healing, sadness, joy, aging, you name it. The list goes on. So, and it's just a gentle touch where someone's gifting you the bars session, and what it begins to do is it just slowly begins to dissolve those limitations, those areas where you're stuck, but not just the areas that you know you're stuck, but even the areas that you don't know you're stuck. And that's sort of what changed everything, because I always used to say, I'm like, man, for someone who studied so many different self-help therapies, you would think I'd be way further along than I am. And that's because I realized before the bars that there were areas that I was stuck that were way beyond my cognitive awareness. No matter how much of an open book I was to the guru or to the metaphysician or to a therapist for that matter, it was like I gave them all the information they needed because I was, you know, I talk a lot, right, as you could tell. And, like, they could not get to the cause or to the root. And it's because there was no root. It was energetic. It was something over there and over there and over there that needed to change. And what the bars do is it actually starts to change those things over there and over there and over there and over there. And what's really fun about the bars now, you can even check out a little thing on YouTube with Dr. Terry Hope and Dane here about a little pilot study they did running the bars with an EEG, an electroencephalogram machine, and, you know, checking out the brain waves and all that, which they found can be a huge contribution to depression and anxiety. So, like, I don't need that evidence to know that it works, you know? So that's where I started. I started with the bars. And along with the bars, there's an amazing body process. You know, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, co-creator of Access, you know, they together formulated all these different body processes. I mean, there's over 50 in just the three-day body manual. And then there's a whole bunch more in the advanced class. And so one of them is called Trifold Sequencing Systems, which deals with, you know, everywhere where we experience trauma, whether it was physical or emotional. But a lot of it is where people keep looping back to their story. So, like, let's say, for example, as I was talking about my wife earlier, right, 7.5 years ago she passed away. But, like, do you know people who talk about their trauma and drama that happened 7, 10, 15, 20 years ago as if it happened yesterday? Or as if it happened 6 months ago. And that's a trifold sequencing system. And what happens is you keep looping back into that story, and that actually stays in your physiology. It's like the cells in your body will continue to vibrate at that frequency of the drama and trauma 10 years later because you're so stuck in that story. You're looping back. And so when you have your bars ran, along with trifold sequencing system, it disrupts that pattern so that your physiology, that story, that trauma and drama can now be eliminated from your physiological makeup. You'll always have the memory, but the memory won't have a charge on it anymore. And that's where you start to see your health change. That's where you start to see your outlook on life begin to change. And so those two things right there were huge, and they were just hands-on processes. And then, you know, and then there were things like, you know, Access has the verbal clearing statements and all these different things. But one of the biggest tools is, like, and I know it sounds so ridiculous, but it's like it's live in and as the question. And one of the questions they always suggest to ask is when your life is going well or if it's going crummy, always ask, how does it get better than this? And I just kept saying it all day long, no matter how grumpy I felt. I would say, how does it get better than this? How does it get better than this? If something, if the one good thing out of 100 showed up, I'd be like, oh, okay, how does it get better than this? And I'll tell you what, at that stage in the game, I was so fed up with techniques, you guys. I sort of had a negative attitude about the whole thing. And even with my negative attitude, I was getting huge results. So it's not like one of those things where you have to believe it. Yeah. It's not like you got to believe it for it to be true. You know what I mean? It just works because that's how powerful the tools were or, and are.
I'm so glad you brought that point into it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How does it get any better than that?
Yeah, and then the other thing was huge. I'm sorry. Or go ahead. Do you want a question or do you want me to add one more tool?
Well, I'd love to just mention a question about how does it get any better than this? Because I've heard people misconstrue that as, well, you're not happy enough with this, and almost as though you're not grateful for what is right now. What would you say to that?
Oh, my God. What do I say, or what do I have to stop myself from doing to that person who says that? You know?
Either.
I've heard that my whole life. That used to drive me crazy. You know, I mean, it used to drive me crazy. And again, going back to as a kid, it was like I always knew there was more. But you would hear your whole life, be happy with what you have. You have a nice house, you know. You have a roof over your head. You have decent clothes on your back and all that. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, it's not that like I'm after like just material things, like meaningless things, but it's like I want to look good. I want to put clothes on my body that turn me on and make me feel alive. You know, I want to, you know, it's like after my late wife passed away, it's like I was driving a minivan. I'm a single father driving a minivan and had over 200,000 miles on it. I'm like, this is not going to work. So I went out and bought, like, you know, when the Ford Explorers changed their body shape, and I'm like, yeah, and I felt like a stud. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like we live on this planet. We have a body. Do the things that make it come alive. And, you know, but it was like, I don't want to settle for less. You know, I want the land of the milk and the honey. You know, it's like, you know, so I wanted to punch those people in the face, to be honest with you, every time I heard that. And, yeah, so.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, and our special guest, Anthony Mattis. Today, we're talking about gratitude and the profound impact it can have on our lives. And we've taken a little, a few turns and spins, and we're going to reorient back to gratitude and the power of it. And before we do, I'd just love to invite you to come play with me in Hawaii in the Art of Living Crazy Possible, which is in November, and then in Access Bars and the Foundation, which will be in March. So you can find out all about those at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And then also on that page, you can get a free money rain exercise, which is really fun. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And I know that Anthony will be in on the East Coast teaching at least one class and possibly some other ones. So would you like to let us know about those?
Yeah, sure. In December, I'm going to be in Betsy's hometown or area region, doing a three-day body class. So that's December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And, really looking forward to that. And then going to Budapest, Hungary in November. If they can go to my website, I have a list of classes at www.dranthonymattis.com. And all the classes are listed there if they're interested. And then they could even hear the story. My kids are on there sharing the story about their mom and how sad I was and how the tools sort of changed my life, or not sort of, but totally did change my life. And, you know, so talk about gratitude. And I'm glad you guys mentioned the word attitude of gratitude, or the saying, because that is actually sort of like a prayer that the kids and I do at night, or the boys are old now, not so much seven, but, you know, I still do it to my daughter. But I'll ask them, you know, say three things that you're grateful for about that happened today. You know, and whether it's about yourself or the people in your life or the things that showed up in your life. And so, you know, no matter how crummy you feel, that's always a great way to kind of keep the quantum entanglements, to keep creating and moving and grooving, and, you know, to continue to create the life, generate, create, and institute the life that you're actually asking to create by actually having that attitude of gratitude.
Well, I love you mentioned the three things as well, because psychologist Martin Seligman has done some kind of study. I don't recall all of the details anymore, but he did some sort of study about people who reflect on at least three things that went well as they're going to sleep or at night before they go to sleep. And the impact that has on people's lives is actually quite expansive. So just three things, guys. It's not like 50.
Exactly. And you know what's so funny? You just reminded me of something that I do. And for this may not mean anything to the people who don't know about the bars, but for those listeners who know Access and know about the bars, but I'll also ask three of my bars points to run right before I fall asleep. And that's been amazing. And I just, when you said what you said, Kathy, I'm like, oh my God, that explains why all these different like doorways have been opening up in my universe. And I'm like, whoa, cool. So thank you. And I have even more gratitude for the tools.
Absolutely.
I love that. And let's talk a little bit about how gratitude and judgment don't coexist. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, you know, it's like, well, it's kind of how it's hard to have both at the same time. You know, I don't know if you can have gratitude and judgment at the same time. But all I know, though, is when you are doing judgment, you're destroying whatever it is that you're trying to create in life. So in a lot of places where we all get stuck is that, let's say we ask for something or we have a particular target that we would like to create something, whether it was money, relationship, or to get out of an abusive relationship, whatever the case may be. And it's not showing up in the time frame that you would like it to. We start to, again, go down that negative train. We start judging whatever tools we may be using at the time to not be working because it's not showing up fast enough. And I know for a lot of people out there, you need things to happen yesterday. But sometimes things will work that way, but sometimes they do need to take a little bit of time. But if you can have that attitude of gratitude, no matter even if you had the worst day that you've ever had, have that attitude of gratitude, and you will continue that forward motion of those things you're desiring to have show up in your life. So you want to get judgment out of your universe. How do you do that? Well, in Access, you know, we have a lot of tools that we can utilize, especially in the verbal clearings that we do. And like as we say for short speak, we could just pod and pocket out of existence, which means, you know, the point of creation or the point of destruction of when a particular thing maybe started in your life, whenever it was. So, for those people who don't know what that is, they can go to www.theclearingstatement.com and learn about the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which is similar to like having a magic wand and dissolving actually those limitations through this verbal facilitation or clearing, if you will.
Yeah. Wonderful. And, you know, we both know you personally, so we know that you are and I met you as you were just on your journey. I was also starting my journey about the same time. And I have seen such a change in you, and I, too, have experienced huge changes. And today you are remarried to a very joyful woman, and from what I know, like, and what I see, like, you have really changed your life. So for people listening out there who may be in, you know, similar situations where there just nothing seems to be going right, you know, we're here to tell you guys, it can all change. And so what works for you? And that's one of the things that we always encourage you, you know, is keep asking questions. Don't stop. Keep going. Find something, like Anthony said, three things you could be grateful for every day. It could be, you know, that you were breathing that day. You know, if you can't find anything, there's got to be something you can be grateful for. And, you know, start there and keep going. And what else would you guys like to add to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. Gary has the phrase, never give up, never give in, never quit. And, you know, to keep moving forward. And, you know, you have to reach out to people, too. You know, there's amazing facilitators all over the world. You know, Betsy's in Virginia. Kathy's in Hawaii. I'm in South Carolina. We, you know, there's what? Access is in, what, 140-something countries? You have facilitators all over the world that desire to be a gift in your life in the way that these tools have been a gift in their lives. And so, and if, let's say you need a facilitator and they didn't resonate with you, find another one. It's not a, you know, it's the tool. It's about the tools. The tools work. And just find someone you're comfortable with and work with them because they're magical. And that's why these girls, you girls are doing this radio show, because you know what a gift it is and what you can contribute to the world and to the people who are struggling, because it doesn't have to be so.
It's so true. Oh, my gosh. My life used to be such a struggle. You wouldn't know it looking at me now, but it really was. And one of the things that I'd like to bring in is turning anything into something to be grateful for. So even with the question that we sometimes ask, what's right about this I'm not getting? Right? There might be a situation that's really challenging or frustrating. In fact, I'll give you one. My little Montessori school that I send my two boys to, like a month and a half ago, or even just a month now, said, you know what, we're just going to make it till the end of October and then we have to close. And I was like, ah! In part because we paid for the whole thing up front for the year. So I was like, whoa. And so I just kept asking, you know, what's right about this or what future is this creating that's greater than I've acknowledged? And what ended up happening was it brought the school community so much closer. We did lots of fundraising. We got to know each other so much better. And the school is in a better financial position now and will at least make it to the end of the year, the school year. So it was just like, there's got to be a gift in this situation. And it's true of anything. You know, if you can just even ask, what future is this creating that's greater than I'm aware of or I've acknowledged? What will happen is doors will start to open up because you asked. You'll start to see things that you didn't see because you asked. And the universe is like, okay, cool. You're asking for this to create a greater future. Awesome. And it might not come, you know, in 10 minutes or 10 days, but you might not know in a linear way, but it will open up spaces and places that weren't open before because you asked.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what I hear something really cool about? Things
absolutely
actually are showing up quicker now.
Yay!
Yeah. So don't give up. Never give up. Never give in. Never quit. It's super cool.
Well, we have just a few minutes left, Anthony, and I wondered, you know, what else you would like listeners to receive or tap. You know, in the beginning, you really tapped us into a sense of gratitude just by what you were talking about and talking about connecting with the earth and all of that. So what would you like listeners to come away with after this hour together?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, actually just, you know, like what would it take for you to be able to just to start celebrating your life, celebrate the body that you have, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Because when you have gratitude and the planet that you live on, and sometimes I don't want to get into like all the horrible things that are happening to our planet and stuff like that. That's not what this call is about. But it's like, you know, what if we all had more joy and laughter? You know, Gary Douglas, founder of Access, talks about how laughter contributes to the earth. And, you know, it might sound hokey pokey, like hocus pocus and stuff like that, but it's energy, right? And the earth is this like energetic ball that's rotating out in space. I mean, come on. Just, like, are people aware of that? Are people aware that, like, you know, like, you know, we're all floating around in space, you know? It's like, let's get out of our little boxes. And really, it's like, let's look at really where we live and how beautiful it is and sort of like stop destroying it. And then just if we can celebrate the earth and celebrate our bodies and celebrate living and celebrate what else is possible that I haven't even considered. What else is possible that I haven't even considered? And even if you've been through hell, even if you suffer from things like post-traumatic stress disorder or syndrome or whatever they call it, PTSD, right? It's like a tool that I was going to mention earlier is like, what if you just lived your life in every 10-second increment? It's like if you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life right now, what would you choose? And just tap into the energy of that. 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, what would you choose? And time's up, but I'll give you another 10 seconds to live the rest of your life. What do you choose? You know, and start looking at that, because when we use that tool, it gets you out of your story, because just like I know me, when I first heard that tool, I wasn't thinking about the past, and I certainly wasn't worried about the future. When I use that tool, that puts me in the now moment. And when I use that tool, what it creates in that now moment is like, okay, what am I going to do to make this the most incredible 10 seconds of my life? no matter what it is. So what if you just kept doing that, especially if you're head tripping about the past and the future, or feeling down on yourself that you can't do something based on your past? So if there's anything that anybody can get from this call, okay, it's coming to me, is
yay!
Don't base your life on the past. Destroy and uncreate all of your reference points. Because if you keep using your past and keep pulling it into the present moment, you will basically destroy your future, or just recreate a slightly different version of the past. Okay? So it's like, do not use your reference points anymore to create your life. Really start every day living in 10-second increments as if you have a blank canvas to be, and you're the artist, and you get to create your life moving forward.
Oh, that's awesome, beautiful. Anthony.
What a great
show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys, come play with us in the Washington, D.C. metro area with Anthony December 1st and 3rd, through the 3rd of 2018. And you can find more information about Anthony at DrAnthonyMattis.com, and that's M-A-T-T-I-S. You guys, thank you so much for joining Imperfect Brilliance. Kathy and I will be back next week. In the meantime, you can always catch replays on iTunes or at OhmTimesRadio.com. Thank you.